The Kappa J Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago.
Oh, this is your new morning routine. Cap and J Hood. Follow Cap J Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports, David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Woo. Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo. Bring them out, 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 bring them out.
Welcome in to the Kappa J Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you, we've got Shane, we've got Charlie, we've got you for a three-hour ride. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Thanks so much for watching our show and keeping the conversation going on a Bears game day Monday. It's the Bears, it's the Patriots under the lights, Cap, on Monday Night Football. We know what the records are. We know that the Patriots are 500. We know that the Bears are 2-4. It's about time to show up if you're the Chicago Bears. We know what the season is going to bring, but it's about time to show something in front of a national television audience on ESPN.
So what I want to see tonight, I'm fully not expecting us to win. I'm not. If we do, great. But I want to look like a competent freaking operation. We know what this is. We're not dumb. But the national audience has got to be going, 2 weeks in a row? The Bears? Yes. Are you kidding?
Yes.
Fortunately for them, they don't get us the rest of the year. No Thanksgiving game. No more Sunday nights, Monday nights, Thursday nights.
Thank God.
I want to look like a competent operation. I don't want to hear, timeout Chicago. And then they come out of the timeout. Delay a game. Number one on the offense, 5-yard penalty, replay second. We're coming out of a timeout. False start, number 75. I don't want to hear all that. I want a clean operation. I want to look like, boy, you know that Chicago team, they fly around, they cause some havoc, they make a couple of takeaways. They may not have won the game. Maybe they did. That team, they get a few more players, they're going to be really good. I want to have a good vibe at the end of the night. I don't want to hear, and for Joe Buck, or for Troy Aikman, I'm Joe Buck. Once again, the final, the New England Patriots 34, Chicago 3. That's not what I'm looking for.
I mean, either. But the problem is with that whole scenario, Cap, is that the Bears are taking on the GOAT, the greatest that we've ever seen put a whistle around his neck, and that is Bill Belichick. An opportunity for him to surpass Papa Bear Hallis for wins as a head coach in the National Football League. It tells you all you need to know. You know we're talking about a coach. Not just any coach. The coach that will sit there and watch film until his eyes bleed. Looking for every tendency. Looking for every nook. Looking for every cranny on this Bears team. Don't let him BS you from the sound we played last week where he gives 1,003 words about how great the Bears are. Believe me, he's sandbagging us as if Notre Dame's playing Rice in the Lou Holtz era.
No question.
We know what this is. You're trying to make sure that you're empowering your team to understand, hey, don't just think it's the Bears and they're bad. Just understand that they're a team too, and you got to play hard against them as well. I don't know what Justin Fields is going to look like tonight, but just understand he's taking on the greatest of all time. He's seen everything of Justin Fields. I want to see the Bears be able to get the ball down the field. It's not about attempts. I just want Fields to be upright and to be competent out there at the quarterback position. Now, from there, I don't know what's going to happen because you got the no-name offense out there as far as weapons for Fields.
I want to see us protect Justin, us being the Bears, we're Bears fans. I want to see them protect Justin. Don't get him killed. I don't want to see Matthew Judon living in the backfield. Can somebody block that guy? That's not what I'm looking for. Can we have some time, drop back? I'm not expecting him to have the time to go read, fourth option, go there. Mm-hmm. He's never going to get to that. I want to just see us look like a competent football team where you envision, boy, if we could draft our own Jamar Chase or get our own Devontae Adams, some great receiver. Boy, if we could sign a couple of tackles, we'd be really good.
That's exactly right. Every Bears game that you and I watch, we're watching and you're saying, only if the Bears had talent on the offensive line. Only if they had a sure-handed wide receiver. If they only had, you know, a defense that was opportunistic on the line. On the line. Mm-hmm. To get into the backfield and get to the quarterback. That's the thing that's a problem, Cap. But I want to delve into something that you just talked about with Justin Fields. I want to talk about this. So, as we well know, the quarterback position is not one-size-fit-all. We remember, we were just talking about this last week, about some of the great college quarterbacks that we'd see. Like, Shay can't believe this, but like the great college quarterbacks we'd see with a million yards passing would just be a bust in the NFL because they weren't throwing the five-yard pass. They didn't have the same offense in the NFL as they had in college. The prolific passing quarterback, then get it down the field. We know that college and pro are different. But again, one size doesn't fit all. When it comes to Justin Fields, what I remember from him at Ohio State, not as much as Georgia, but Ohio State is that he was quick twitch. Like when he saw a receiver, he was able to get there. I know, again, college and pro are different because in college you got 8 seconds if you need to be able to throw the football.
Well, there at Ohio State, yeah. Georgia, where you go, where you are.
Yeah.
That's your team. Yeah, they could step back and go, I got 5-star guys all in front of me.
Right.
Oh, I got Olave, Garrett Wilson, Jackson Smith, and Jitney. They're all running free. Oh, they're covered? I'll dump it down with the tight end, Jeremy Rueckert, who's now in the NFL. You know, NFL guys.
See what happens there? But what about Justin Fields and Eberflus and also with the offensive coordinator Luke Getsy? Do they see the talent? They can talk all they want about how good Justin is in the room and how he's picking up things, but do you think that they are completely connected on the skill set of Justin Fields?
I think they're connected. I don't know if he's the best fit for this system.
But you know what I mean by that. You tailor the system based on the quarterback's assets. Do you not?
To a degree. Luke Getsy knows what Luke Getsy knows, and that's the Green Bay system, where he had one of the greatest players of all time. He had an all-pro left tackle, Bakhtiari. He has an all-pro bowler, Elgton Jenkins. He had, now the guy's gone, but Corey Linsley, a stud at center. He had two good guards. He had Tonyan, who makes plays in the passing game. He had Devontae Adams. He had Alan Lazard. He had Randall Cobb. He had Jordy Nelson. I can keep naming them.
Mm-hmm.
He's had all these great players. He could step back there. That guy's not open. That guy is. Bam. We don't have any of that. None of it. So I went back and watched all 22 again. We've had the mini bye. We've had a chance. I sat with Tom Waddle, the great Tom Waddle, at Danny Zetterman's son's Little League Championship game, the 9U champs. Glenview, they won it. Congratulations. We had a great time. And Tommy was telling me he went back and broke down tape, and he talked about Justin being, he's missing easy throws because the system here, he's not a process, have the time, process, go, no. Fourth read, got him. That's not who he is. He's more cut from the Brian Daboll system where it's read, react, go, boom, get it out, quick, gone. We don't have those types of players. Tommy's not down on Justin's talent. He just thinks he's missing easy throws where, why are you taking the shot to that guy who's covered trying to make a big play when you had a guy 7 yards right there? Take the easy throw. Move the sticks. Those are the things that can concern him.
So my thought on that, Cap, is if he sees Darnell Mooney open, say, for a 10-yard pass, is he going to get scolded because he didn't look to see if St. Brown was open first or Pettis was open second or if someone else? I mean, to me, it's about getting the ball out as quickly as possible in this league. It's about getting the ball out as quickly as possible and to try to get your yardage.
Correct.
So, see, I'm thinking that you know, and again, this is all development for Getsy and for Eberflus and for Fields and everything else to work out. I understand they don't have enough talent. But in the meantime, if I'm Getsy, whatever I learn from Aaron Rodgers, I come to find out that Aaron Rodgers and Justin Fields are two different people. Meaning that because Justin Fields has a different skill set, whether it's better, the same, worse, whatever it is, I'm going to try to adapt my playbook to what Justin does best. If it is for him to be a first-read quarterback, then let him be able to get it to Mooney quickly. Let him get it to the tight end quickly.
But you're changing the entire scheme of how you play. It's a different kind of scheme. Like Lamar Jackson, that's a totally different type of offense.
Right.
Jalen Hurts, look at the weapons. They get it out quick. He uses his feet. But guess what? He's got A.J. Brown over there. He's got Devontae Smith. Oh, he's got a good tight end. Oh, he's got the best offensive line in the NFC. We don't have any of that.
Shay?
Well, I'm thinking about the Brian Daboll deal and what we've seen from the New York Giants. And I want to make it clear because people will assume this is just hindsight. Oh, you see Daboll go and take over in New York and it works and it's so great. Of course, you're going to wish you had that here. This isn't just hindsight. The deal was basically done. If you believe what Cap has told me, they could have gotten the guy and they chose to go with Eberflus and Poles. Whereas like Daboll had just fixed Josh Allen. He turned Josh Allen from bad quarterback to MVP. This wasn't a guy who was like a question mark in terms of his ability. Now he's gone and rescued Daniel Jones.
Yeah, well, I mean, Daboll in a Bears hat would be a dope too.
Maybe.
with this group? Absolutely. Maybe.
One of my first memories.
Hold on a second. With this offensive line and with the lack of weapons outside of Darnell Mooney and whatever you think of Cole Kmet, he'd be just a dope two in a Bears cap.
Now,
same thing.
Now, Joe Shane, the GM of the Giants, who just got there, he brought Daboll with him. They came from Buffalo. Joe Shane played at DePaul.
Mm-hmm.
Greencastle, Indiana. Bear fan. Wanted this job.
Yeah.
Wanted this job. Talk to them. Nope. We're going with the other guy. And I'm not saying this is not, we should have hired him over Ryan Paul. I'm just telling you that you could have had what the Giants have. Those guys would have come together here.
Right. And that's my question is, maybe you're right, Hoodie. Maybe you put the Bears hat on them and they just become dopes because that's the culture of the Bears.
Absolutely.
My question would be, are they dopes because they're dopes and the Bears hire dopes? Or are they dopes because they're Bears? I think it's more likely that this team, just this franchise, can't get the hire right than it is that you just become a dolt when you put the Bears logo on.
Yeah, I disagree with both of those. I'd love to know what you think because I don't think you become dumb because you put a Bears hat on. A lot of smart guys have gone through here.
Sure.
You know, we can be anti-Pace and anti-Fox and anti-Negi and anti-this. Those guys have accomplished things with other franchises that got them the opportunity. They're not all idiots. I also think you said you become dumb putting a Bears hat on or we get the hire wrong. I don't think it's either of them. I think they come in here. We don't have enough. We don't have the talent that the Giants have. The Giants have more talent than we do. That's a fact. That's a fact. Had you brought Brian Daboll here and Joe Shane up in the office, we'd still be a bad team.
No question. Because the Bears would pick the same lane that this organization has picked. This group has picked.
Yeah.
They'd say, it looks like you're not winning with Akeem Hicks. Looks like you're not winning with Khalil Mack. Looks like you're not winning with Allen Robinson.
We're getting younger.
Out.
Right.
And you start over. Same situation.
Correct.
I understand it when you see Daboll with the Giants or watch what's happening with the Jets and Salah, you're saying, oh, I wish, right? Well, look at the building, how they had the hammer and nails to be able to get those draft picks in place to start to win now.
What did we say the other day? The Jets have 14 first-round picks on their roster. 19 if you count the second round.
Yes.
Who do we have?
Well, right. That's why you're starting from scratch, pretty much. Starting from scratch.
Name me the first-rounders that are currently on our roster. Roquan, first-rounder.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Justin.
Yep.
Is there anybody else?
They clear not a lot of people.
I don't think there's another number one pick on our roster.
Nope.
Okay, that's two. If you add in second round picks, I'm going to guess we're at five.
Cole
Kmet,
yeah.
Cole Kmet was a third rounder, wasn't he? Or was he a second?
Top three, I think.
And you add that up there. They've got 19. We have what, six, five? So they've got a lot more talent on the Jets and a lot more talent on the Giants.
A lot. All right. So, Shay, let's open the phone lines on the Bears here. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Cap and I want to find out, hey, the Bears mini buy gave them time to self-scout. When you sit down to watch tonight, what are you looking for to be different for the Bears? Something that you have not seen before, what are you looking forward to be different for this Bears team tonight against the Patriots? It's Monday Night Football. We're talking to you about it. Hey, get your day right. Get it ready, because when you sit down tonight, wherever you're going to be, you're going to be watching the Bears. So we want to find out, before you even get there, what's going to be a little bit different that you want to see tonight? Cap and Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and Jay Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
It's the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Cap and I keeping you company until 10 o'clock, and then Bleck and Abdallah will come in to crosstalk. They'll be in for Greeny right here in Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000. It's a Bears game day Monday. Bears and Patriots, we want to get your thoughts at 312-332-3776. What do we want to see that's different tonight? What are you looking for as you watch the game? What are you looking for to be different tonight for the Bears? I think one of the things, Cap, is for this team to be able to get to Mac Jones. That's going to be the starting quarterback for the Patriots. I like for them to be able to get into the backfield, not just someone from the safety position. I want someone from the line to be able to pressure Mac Jones as he returns to the team as a quarterback.
Can Robert Quinn come off the side of the milk carton tonight?
I don't know. I don't have a good answer for you on that. Is he on the roster? Will he be active tonight?
Has he been active yet this year?
I don't think so.
He's got one sack.
Right.
One. Now, again, they're going to take what Belichick does better than anybody is he finds, even on a bad team, the one thing you do well, and he takes it away. So are they going to stuff our running game?
Well, they're going to try, because once you've done that, that means it's over for the offense.
Correct.
You stop the run, it's over, because it's not like the Bears take enough shots down the field to keep the defense honest.
So...
fair to say or no?
Yes. The way the Bears can win the game is A, takeaways, which means they have to stay loyal to their gaps. They got to get a little bit of pressure. They got to turn them over.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to take shots through play action. Establish the run, play action pass, Justin, go downtown. That's how you win the game.
To who? Go downtown to who?
Mooney?
Mooney and then what?
I don't know.
Montgomery or Herbert?
I just don't think you're going to see breakdowns in New England, especially on a national stage. Breakdowns in New England's defense. Right. I just don't see it.
Well, from the Bears' defense, they've got to be able to get to the quarterback. Here's Coach Belichick on a tough defense that the Bears play.
Coach Eberflus has really done a good job. I mean, in the second half, they're the best defensive team in the second half of games in the league.
True.
Haven't given up much anything here in six games. I think they're under 7 points a game in the second half or something like that. So, you watch them play in the second half, and it seems like as they gain confidence, figure out what the offense is doing, make some adjustments, they've been able to really shut almost everybody down. And so that's, obviously a big concern for us as well. So
that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair analysis. The second half of the games have been great for the Bears' defense.
No question about it. They've done a good job on adjustments. They've done a good job defensively in the second half. When he said we have a good offensive line.
Okay, well.
I was like. What did he say?
That's just a lie.
We played it on TV and they showed a double box of me going, what did he just say?
Maybe in the running game. He's being complimentary of the running game.
Okay. All right, and then what? What after that?
I mean, I already gave you my opinion last week on what Belichick was doing here. He's just talking up the team so that his team doesn't overlook them. Take every opponent as seriously as any other opponent. Mm-hmm. It's like any given Sunday. If you show up and you aren't ready to go, you can lose to anybody. The Bucks lost to the Panthers yesterday, and the Panthers are doing a fire sale. If you don't take your opponent seriously, you can lose.
All right, what do you want to see from the Bears tonight? 312-332-3776. Obviously, it's a win, but something different than what we've seen. Let us start off first with Joey G and Melrose Park on ESPN 1000.
Our guy. Bears.
Hello, Joey.
Good morning, Cap. Good morning, son.
What? Hoodie.
First of all.
Dad.
Yes, son.
What's up?
No, first of all, the New England Patriots are ranked 12th in the NFL in defense. They're ranked 22nd against the run. So I that's how I would start the game, is try to pound the ball and see if they could stuff it, or we're not going to win the game.
You've got to be, I agree.
How long is the head coach from the Giants' contract yet, Cap?
He signed a 5-year deal, I believe.
Perfect. Perfect.
So by the time we build the stadium, we can go steal him.
He'll walk into Arlington Heights then. That's the way that's set up. Listen, always a pleasure. Thank you for taking my calls. Son, don't be late for dinner.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
You're the best.
Thank you, Dad.
We
appreciate it.
There you go. What are we having? Beef and sausage for dinner tonight, son?
Every night. I'm sure at in-house. Every night. I got something different this time. How about a little pasta? Oh, good. Quicker to the heart attack. Good.
Our guy.
312-332-3776 is our telephone number. Southside, here's Glenn on ESPN 1000 with Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Glenn.
Hey, morning, boys. What's going on, Cap?
What's up, dog?
What's cracking?
Oh, man. Hey, I know these Bears are struggling. We all know that. But we've talked about how talented teams like the Jets and the Giants are with the players that they have around their young quarterbacks. Hey, everybody that came out with Justin, all these quarterbacks are struggling just as much as Justin is, and they have way more talent than what the Bears currently have right now. So hopefully, I'm hoping that when we come out tonight, like the previous caller just said, we use our running backs to pound the ball. But I also want to see our running backs be used out in the flats a little bit more, and let Justin know that he's got that bailout receiver he can throw the ball up to, because I personally believe he doesn't trust his receivers, and that's why he's like holding on to the ball. And like with Mooney, you'll notice that with Mooney, he'll throw the ball to Mooney when Mooney is maybe even before he gets out of his break. With the other guys, he's waiting until he's like, okay, are you open? All right, I see you're open. I'm throwing you the ball. You see the ball? And then they still drop it. So I think a lot of his analysis, paralysis by analysis is because he's not confident with the receivers he's throwing the ball to, and he doesn't trust the system that he's in so much. But at the end of the day, he needs way more talent around him.
All right, that's a great call. We appreciate the phone call. It's funny, you watch around the National Football League yesterday, Cap, and watch the likes of Taylor Heineke or P.J. Walker. Quarterbacks like that, in which you would think, hey, man, I'm afraid in front of this offensive line. But there was time for them to step up in the pocket as well. Even Justin, he didn't have time on this team. But quarterbacks that haven't played this year, or quarterbacks that have an opportunity to get a taste, those guys are stepping up in the pocket. They have more time than what Justin has. Just based on what I saw in the red zone yesterday.
Correct. And again, Justin is not without blame here. Let's be clear. There are people that want to excuse him missing easy reads and easy throws. That throw to Ryan Griffin in the end zone the other day, unconscionable. You can't miss that. You cannot miss a guy who's got four steps on a defender at the goal line and you're at the five. Just dump it over the top and get the touchdown. That said, he's being pressured at the highest rate since they began tracking quarterback pressures in the manner they do in 2009 through six games. 46.8% of the time, almost 50% of the time, he drops back and gets the blank knocked out of him.
Yes. And by the way, will we ever see that play again you just talked about, that Griffin play, as far as how smooth it was on the play action?
Right.
Where I don't think the defense knew where the ball was. All of a sudden it goes to Griffin and it just overshoots the tight end.
And NFL Network was showing that play again. Mm-hmm. And they said it was Peyton Manning-like, the way he hid the ball on his hip.
Yeah.
Like, that was as good as they've seen from a quarterback at play action, hiding it. Hide. There he is. and he throws it to a spot in the back corner of the end zone, you, like Waddle said to me, you've got to adjust. Nothing is run perfectly the way you draw it up. Oh, my guy's wide open. I don't need to throw it back there. Just dump it over the top. They didn't get it there. They did not. So, again, that's on Justin, not the O-line, not the receiver.
We will get back to your phone calls coming up. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. What will you be watching tonight with this Chicago Bears team that's a little different than what we've seen the last few losses?
I got something for you.
I have something in my back pocket as well. I don't know if it's an answer, but I have something in my back pocket. We will get to that and get your thoughts. Also, we're going to hear from Matt Eberflus, the head coach for the Bears, as well as Justin Fields. All part of the mix on a Bears Monday on Cap and Jay Hood.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
All right. Cap and Jay Hood. Morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000. Hope that you're going to have a great Monday, as we get ready for the Bears and the Patriots. That same ESPN Chicago app, you can find the Bear Down podcast. Need more Bears? Check out Black and Abdallah talking about the Bears on the ESPN Chicago app, the Bear Down podcast. Glad to have you in today as we talk about the Bears. What do you want to see different that we haven't seen the last few games from this Bears team? I mentioned a pass rush getting to Mac Jones. Cap, I know we have a laundry list of things we want to see if the Bears can just break out of this losing streak against the GOAT, Bill Belichick.
I just want to see us look like a competent operation. Competent? You know what? That team actually plays really hard. They fly to the football. They make a few plays. They just need more talent. We have two first-round picks in a 53-man roster.
Mm-hmm.
You had four top 10 picks since 2015.
Right.
This is 2022, and those guys should be in their prime. Kevin White, he plays for New Orleans now and is an unmitigated disaster pick by Ryan Pace. Mitchell Trubisky, he's a backup in Pittsburgh. Another miss. Roquan Smith, solid.
Mm-hmm.
Might not be here after this year. And Leonard Floyd, he plays for the Rams and has a Super Bowl ring there.
Right.
That's four top 10 picks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you gave away two for Khalil Mack. That's six. What else? Who else did we take? Oh, you traded up to get Justin.
Right.
So you gave away another. That's seven.
Mm-hmm.
That's seven first-rounders that should be on your roster.
Yes.
You haven't won with what you've acquired for said picks.
So far. But as I look at it, Cap, it's a combination of whatever you get in the draft. Again, it doesn't have to be a first-rounder. Quality in the draft that fits your program, that fits your system, and being able to spend wisely in free agency. Be a contender. In free agency, be there at 11:59, knocking on the door for a top-notch free agent.
Okay.
You want that for the Cubs, so why can't you get that for the Bears this offseason?
You did when you got Robert Quinn,
sure,
based on last year.
Yeah.
His first year, not so well.
Mm-hmm.
This year, not so well. But you did go out and pay $70 million for a top-level free agent.
Right.
Who else did they sign that was a big-dollar expenditure? Under Pace? They really didn't have, like, massive spending, did they?
They did not.
They did under Angelo when they went and got Julius Peppers.
Mm-hmm.
They've been stuck in reverse, man. Just stuck in reverse.
That's where it is, Shay. I mean, it to me, it's even more than the draft picks. It's also about being able to spend wisely in free agency, finding players that fit your system.
It's also about just not looking like the Bears, which the conversation we're having, what are you looking for to be different? Stop looking like the Bears. The only expectation I had going into this season was you won't do dumb bleep. There was a lot of dumb bleep that happened under Nagy, and I didn't want to see that anymore. And instead, we've been treated to fighting for extra yards down the sideline on a potential game-winning drive and getting stripped and recovered.
But is that on the coach?
No, I'm not saying that's on the coach. I'm just saying stop doing that. I would like to go a game tonight in primetime where we don't see the Bears do a litany of stupid things. Just play a smart game. I don't even need it to be close. You can get blown out and not have illegal procedures, illegal formations, guys laid out of the tackle, personnel laid into a play.
Yeah.
You can get blown out and not do stupid stuff. Well, I just don't want to see the stupid stuff.
Well, let me just tell you this. The team that beats themselves the most are the teams that's going to actually end up losing the ball game. I don't care what sport I'm watching. When you shoot yourself in the foot time and time again because of penalties or ineptitude. Like, look, there's the Bears are one of the worst teams in the National Football League from a roster standpoint. I think it's very clear to everybody. You can turn a blind eye to it, but I think that if you watch, especially what we've seen from the Bears lately, you know that they just don't have a lot of talent to make a difference this year. I mean, that's the reason why that the Bears picked a lane. However, when you're bad, Cap, when you're bad and you shoot yourself in the foot, it's the worst. You can play a clean ball game and still lose. You can still do that. Because the talent is the difference between a win and a loss more times than not. But when you shoot yourself in the foot, it's the worst.
The worst. So if you have two number one picks on a 53-man roster, you don't have skill position players, and then false start 75 offense.
Oh, sure.
Holding 76 offense, 10-yard. What are we doing, guys? That's why I want to see us look like a competent operation tonight. That's my goal. Pathetic as that may sound, I don't expect us to win tonight. Do you?
No, I do not. As we hear from Matt Eberflus, the head coach for the Bears, on Fields handling the week.
Yeah, positive. He's been positive, upbeat. He's been executing well in the walkthroughs and in practice. I would say, you know, A-plus for the week, you know, from my standpoint. And being in the meetings with him working with the other players, it's been really good.
It's Justin Fields, what did Eberflus tell you, the good and the bad?
Yeah, I mean, the stuff that I'm doing well, of course, keep doing it, keep getting better. And then the stuff that I'm, you know, that I need to get better at, just keep doing that. So, yeah, or just get better at that.
What were some of the things that
you said? I'm just going to keep that, you know, within the team walls because, of course, you know, it's just game plan stuff. So, just like I always say, I got to get better at everything, you know. I haven't reached, you know, my full potential in every, you know, in any aspect of the game of quarterback play. So, you know, just continue to get better.
You know, as long as he recognizes that, Cap, he knows he's got a long way to go. But then at the same time, I'm sure he's looking around the room saying, boy, next offseason, if we could just be able to have a little bit more talent, a little bit more skill, because the skill and the experience could help Justin, just like Justin could help the receivers or an offensive line, whatever. Experience could help Justin Fields.
No question. And again, what we're saying is they don't have the offensive line. They don't have the receivers. But Justin bears culpability, too. Mm-hmm. And he said, get better at everything.
In Park Ridge, here's Matt on ESPN 1000 with Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Matt.
Sup, Matt?
Hey, guys. First-time caller, big long-time fan.
Thank you.
Appreciate
you.
Boston. What's that?
We appreciate you.
Oh, appreciate you, too. So I'm calling from Boston, but I'm from Chicago. I'm going to the game tonight. All I got, my hot take is I'm hoping the weather really affects the Patriots play. I mean, the Bears beat the Niners in that rain and slop. That's the only thing I think we got going for us is hopefully the weather could hold them up. It's kind of rainy today.
I wonder what the weather's supposed to be like tonight. That's the question.
Yeah, it's supposed to dry up a little bit, but I don't know. If we could get to Mac Jones, in all reality, if we could get to Mac Jones, I think we have a chance to keep it close. And I just hope that for my own sake, because I'm not trying to get peanuts thrown at me tonight.
Are you wearing Bears garb to the game?
I got my sweatshirt, my vest, and my hat. I'm ready to go.
Hold on a second. You're going to be dressed like Ditka? you said hat, vest, and what else?
A hoodie. I got my hoodie.
Okay. Because if you got the vest, that means you're dressed like Ditka. Good,
love
gang.
It.
Good.
Good, coach.
Good, gang.
Good, Jim.
Good, Jim.
Hey, Matt, have a great time out there, man. Have a great time.
Appreciate the phone calls. We go to Space, who's with us here on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Space. Okay, what do you have for us? Okay, go ahead. What's your idea?
Cap Hoodie, what's up, fellas?
What's up?
What's your idea?
All right, Sparkles.
Hey, here's my idea. You know, I want to see creativity and innovation. You know, when you don't have a good offensive line, you got to do, you know, when they're struggling, you got to do things to help them out and put them in situations to succeed. If you look at the Jets, you know, they got a way better line, but they did things, creative formations to throw the defense off. Also, to make it easier for the quarterback to read the defense, to see what they're going on. You put people in motion to see, you know, if they're a man or things like that. We don't do enough of those type of things. You know, we don't throw enough screens. We don't do enough play action. We have to put our team in the best situation to succeed, especially because our line sucks at pass blocking. Mm-hmm. We know we can run block, so we're going to do that, yeah. But also in some of these run block formations, we got to throw a pass. We got to throw some bootlegs. We know Justin is good off the bootleg. Put the team in best situations to succeed. If you look at other teams like Seattle, you know, look at them. They are just their stud went out, you know, in DK Metcalf, but they got Chris Godwin, who we had last year, or excuse me, Goodwin, who we had last year. He had two touchdowns.
Marquise Goodwin. You know, plus they have Tyler Lockett. Plus they have a better offensive line. And they got a proven head coach.
Yeah.
Everyone in the preseason, oh, that Seattle team's awful.
They just keep finding ways to be competitive or win.
First round offense. They got that nice little running back out of Michigan State, didn't they?
Holy smoke. Kenneth Walker III.
That kid is unbelievable.
They hit on two tackles in this draft. And, Cap, to your point about the first round picks, one of those guys is a first round pick in Charles Cross.
There you go.
There you have it, everybody. It's about talent. It's about young talent. And it's about veteran talent. When I'm watching the red zone, I can never compare the Bears to any other team I'm watching besides the Texans. 312-332-3776 is our phone number.
And without a couple tipped passes that we picked off,
yeah,
one in the end zone, they probably beat us.
Davis Mills right now is better than Justin.
No question. Davis Mills looks like a better player than Justin.
Sad.
He goes through his reads. I mean, he's not great, but...
Some more thoughts about the Bears. Also, shot or no shot coming your way at 8 o'clock. We go around the National Football League in 30 minutes right here on Cap and J-Hood.
Cap J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Captain Jay Hood.
You are amazing.
On ESPN 1000.
You're incredible.
What'd I say?
I remember when you went on vacay one day.
Yeah.
And I said, how was it? You didn't even go where you said you were going. You completely threw us a curveball.
I don't recall.
Oh, yeah, you do recall.
Listen, don't say he threw us a curveball. He threw you a curveball.
No. He threw everybody here a curveball. You weren't working here yet, Shay.
Oh.
I was. I remember that vividly.
No, you were not here.
You thought he was in Mississippi, and he wasn't in Mississippi. He was in New Orleans, and he got me a shirt, and he came back, and he gave me this shirt from New Orleans where I knew he was going, and you got on the air, and it said, how was Mississippi?
Well, I think that might be right.
Same area. Nonetheless, we are talking to you about the Bears. 312-332-3776 is our telephone number. Sidebar, may I approach?
Yes, brought to you by Ankin Law. 312-6 million for the great Howard Ankin.
Sign my ball. Can I ask you a question? Who has it tougher this morning, Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady has it tougher.
He looks horrible.
And again, we won't go into what the man looks like.
I'm being honest. There's something health-wise. He does not look healthy.
What, the leader of TB12 doesn't look healthy?
He does not.
He's fine.
Plus, he's supermodel wife hired this high-powered divorce attorney.
Okay.
So he's going through all of that.
Okay. I think he looks fine, thank you.
That's why I'm single.
I think he looks perfectly healthy. He just looks like he's lost a little weight.
Is Aaron still dating Blue Earth or whatever her name is?
Charlie?
Blue of Earth? Let me get
Blue
on
Blue of Earth.
Yes. Yeah, he will check on that. Not like the Duke of Earl.
Right.
Yes. No, it is the... I want to know who's got it worse because you saw what happened with Brady. Come on, man. I'm watching the first half of games, in the 12 o'clock window, the 3 o'clock window. I'm like, so Brady's not going to have a touchdown after all these quarterbacks? P.J. Walker gets touchdowns and you don't? There's a disconnect there. But what about the Packers, though? I saw on social media people just taking a dance, just trying to dance on the Packers' grave because of the way that they've lost, and especially the Washington Commander, sir. Sir! Sir, yes, sir. The Commanders. Salute, Chico. How about that?
Take that, Green Bay.
Brother.
I think it's so great.
What do you
Packers,
think?
They got Aaron. They're paying him $50 million a year. And we're Green Bay.
Welcome to hell.
How about give some of that money back and get a receiver? How about that?
How about that?
And who's next for the Packers?
Buffalo
rolling in the Lambo.
So long, everybody.
No, that's in Western New York. That's in Orchard Park.
Oh, I thought it was in Lambo.
Yeah, Green Bay is going to an execution in Western New York.
And that is on Sunday Night Football.
So long, everybody.
Welcome to Life as a Bear.
From Chicago.
Chicago.
Cap.
Take that.
So who has it worse now?
The Packers.
So you believe Green Bay has it worse with Aaron Rodgers. Well, I think they can pull the nose up on this thing. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Cap, you don't score?
There's more talent on Tampa.
You sure? Yep. How about them catching the football? That'd be nice every now and then for Brady.
Yeah, agreed.
Whew.
You know what's funny is like both these quarterbacks kind of brought this on themselves. There's like a lot of talking about, you know, my way or the highway in the last couple off seasons. Look where they are now.
That outfit doesn't look right.
You want some? Green Bay is a double-digit dog in Buffalo on Sunday Night Football. 10.5 points. Good morning, Aaron Rodgers.
Holy. When was the last time that happened?
Holy bleep.
When was the last time that happened in an Aaron Rodgers-led ball club? Double-digit dog?
That's unbelievable.
Holy. You going to jump on that now, this morning?
I think you have to bet Green Bay if you're going to bet it. But that is crazy to me.
Zero chance I am betting Green Bay.
I'm just telling you that this is the top shelf of quarterbacks that we're discussing here. Mm-hmm. We go to the bottom shelf. We're talking about Justin and what's happening there with the Bears. Top shelf, these two Hall of Famers right there in front of you with Brady and Rodgers. And you see what's happening here. Brady looks his age. How about that? He actually looks his age the way he's playing the position. And Aaron, I'm still going to hold out hope until I start to see zero across the meter. Beep, beep, beep. Dead. Until I see that, I still will believe in the Packers.
Okay, but here's the thing. Shay, pull up Green Bay on Spot Track. Their cap situation is none too friendly.
Well,
Aaron's got two more years at $50 million a year. Now, again, we're not good. Our quarterback makes very little money in quarterback parlance.
Sure.
We've got all our draft picks. Might have more. Like Breece Hall, I'm just hearing from Shay, the really stud running back for the Jets, the rookie who had the long TD yesterday or the first quarter.
Yeah.
I think he may have torn his ACL.
Yep.
If I'm the Jets, call Chicago. What do you want for David Montgomery? Because he's a free agent after this year.
Sure.
And we're not giving him a big contract. So we might have all our draft capital and more added to it. Robert Quinn or whoever it is we move. And Green Bay has bad cap. They're old.
Well, when I saw that deal,
we got a blank slate, man.
When I saw the refurbished deal for Aaron Rodgers, I thought, boy, that's a lot of cap space. I thought at the time. Not saying he doesn't deserve it. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that where's the room, Shay, for anything else on that team?
Yeah, well, I just looked at their sheet for next year. And obviously in the NFL, if you look at the LA Rams, for example, cap space isn't always real. But for next year, with all the salaries earmarked, the Packers are $2 million over.
But a lot of it allocated to the quarterback.
Correct.
Again, $2 million over, we're $105 million under.
Yeah. That's why we can't wait to see exactly what it's going to look like. What are you going to spend it on? You can have it, but what are you going to spend it on?
Correct.
I'm not dancing on the Packers' grave this morning, people. I'm just saying that when I look at both these quarterbacks, it's just amazing. Reason why I'm not going to do that is because I wait till I don't dance at 10 a.m. I dance at 12:30 or 1 o'clock in the morning. And you know what that time is? The end of the regular season to find out where the Packers are.
Correct.
That's what I'm saying. I don't dance at 10. I dance at 12:30.
Who do the Packers have after Buffalo? We'll talk about it. We'll get to it.
All right.
Shot or no shot, too.
That's coming up. And also around the NFL at 8:18, all part of the mix. On the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show. 2 minutes. Here we go, Charlie.